This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Haney. Last summer, Skyward released the My NKY Plan. It's a five-year strategic roadmap for Northern Kentucky. Now, Skyward and the Northern Kentucky Tri-County Economic Development Corporation have launched an investment campaign called One Vision, One Voice to address community-wide challenges such as improving resident health, workforce readiness, and recruiting high-wage industry jobs. Joining us to talk about the campaign and provide an update on the programs and initiatives created to meet the 2020 goals of the plan are Skyward President Bill Shire and Northern Kentucky Triad President and CEO Dan Taberke. You can join the conversation 513-419-7100, email talk at wvxu.org, or you can find us on Facebook or Twitter. Dan and Bill, thank you for joining us this afternoon. Good to see both of you.
Welcome. Thanks for having us.
Bill, give us a little background on the MyNKY plan. And we discussed it last year. It's been going for a year, but let's back up a little bit and just go back over what the plan was designed to do.
Sure. Well, every 5 or 10 years, Northern Kentucky updates its plan, and it sets a high-level plan for the sort of the next level of growth in the region, a 9-county area. The MyNKY plan was based on nearly 16,000 inputs from people all over Northern Kentucky. It's got four top goals, one in the area of kindergarten readiness, another population health, another in jobs, and another in community vibrancy. And we're 1 year into implementation. We've had some really good results so far. On the kindergarten readiness program, which is called Pre-K Works, we have a pilot project in the Erlanger-Ellesmere School District that increased the number of 3- and 4-year-olds in high-quality preschool by 134% the first year out. In health, we've gotten the first 5 community coalitions up and running, 3 urban, 1 suburban, 1 rural. And those are intended to try to help people within individual communities improve their health status. Jobs, the Workforce Development Coalition, starting with advanced manufacturing, is doing very well. All of these things are partnerships between multiple organizations. And Skyward's role is to help bring the partnerships together, keep things on track. But really, the partners working together in Northern Kentucky are what get things done.
Now, you mentioned the 16,000 public inputs that you got in putting this plan together. And I know when we first talked about this, you had said the goal was to get 10,000.
Right.
So you got 16,000. Has that enthusiasm and that momentum, has that kept going?
Absolutely. It really was very exciting to see that we far exceeded the goal. And what we can also say with complete confidence is that these top 4 goals truly represent the priorities of the people in Northern Kentucky in terms of how they see the community needing to grow and develop. What are the big areas that we want to make progress on? So there's a lot of enthusiasm, and that's what's helped us to get good results in our first year.
513-419-7100 if you would like to join us. Now, the new campaign that's being launched, One Vision, One Voice. Dan, you want to tell us about that?
Sure. It's a good campaign that we've gotten engaged in with Skyward for the last 3 iterations, and we're glad to join forces again to go out and jointly raise money to fund the very necessary services that we have both in economic development and to meet the goals that Bill just laid out.
So in terms of where you want to be in the next 5 years, Bill, what kinds of things are you looking at?
Well, we're really trying to stick closely to the plan as it's written at this point, though we're always open to other opportunities. And great examples of that in the past I could call out at some point. But in terms of the big goals, we really want to get 1,000 more children arrive at kindergarten prepared to pass the state assessment test and really be considered ready to learn and succeed, 1,000 more than we currently have. We want 20,000 more adults to rate their health as very good or excellent, again, 20,000 more than we currently have that are rating their health that way. In the jobs area, really want to make sure that all the companies in Northern Kentucky can fill all the jobs that they have open and the ones that will be created as time goes on, as well as making sure that people have good jobs that match their particular passion and purpose and skill sets. And in community vibrancy, I really want to continue the urban revitalization that's been doing so well in our urban cities, but also use public art as a connecting point to help link the 9 counties together and create more of a sense of shared identity for Northern Kentucky.
So public art, any certain projects in mind?
Well, at the moment, what we have done is to inventory public art installations that currently exist, and we've pulled a group together of people across the region who are interested in this and are talking about what kinds of projects we'd like to do more of. And so we do have some in mind, but they're pretty early stage at this point, so I'm not sure. And I don't want to talk about them because I might say it, and then all of a sudden it never happens. So, we've got some pretty cool ideas in mind.
We certainly would love to see it in Northern Kentucky to have more public art. We've been around to some cities like Austin and Denver and St. Louis, and it's pretty amazing to see what pride goes into the community is exhibited by the public art that's out there.
Dan, the idea of urban revitalization, urban redevelopment, mm-hmm. how important is that to making this whole plan work?
Yeah, certainly, Mark. We've got a lot of opportunities in Northern Kentucky, from the urban to the suburban to the near urban. We really like to see the downtown urban core thrive, and we're seeing it doing very well in the river cities, particularly for Northern Kentucky. It's quite important to our efforts to have that blend to both attract new jobs and grow the existing ones that we already have.
Now, as far as the One Vision, One Voice campaign, how much collaboration is that going to take? How much teamwork is that going to take to make that a successful campaign?
That mostly falls in Bill's category on the teamwork side. We've got a great engaged board at Triad that we work with 17 different board members, all from the counties and the private sector. We also have 13 other board members from the private sector that join us as well. So that in tune shows that we've got a lot of interest from high level in the economic progress that we're going to have in Northern Kentucky.
Mm-hmm. In terms of teamwork, the design of the campaign is that we have two co-chairs, Bill Robinson and Mer Grayson, who many people know, as well as a lot of other high level heads of companies. But the particularly cool thing is that we've got nearly 40 people in various sectors who've volunteered to go out and help make calls and raise money. So it's really a team effort. And it's actually the thing that helps fund Triad with their work. And it's certainly the backbone of our funding for being able to implement the MyNKY plan.
Bill, I think what is the goal for attracting and jobs into the region? Is there a number for that?
Well, actually, we took a different approach this time around. We decided that just having a target number of jobs was a little too limiting. It didn't really reflect the overall economy. So we had Janet Hara at NKU, at the Center for Economic Analysis and Development, develop a new index for us called the Northern Kentucky Labor Market Index. It combines total number of jobs, unemployment rate, civilian labor force, and average annual wage, puts those elements into index form, and is currently comparing Northern Kentucky, 9 counties in Northern Kentucky, against the U.S. economy. Currently, we're at 103%. Which means that overall our 9 counties are outperforming the U.S. economy. Our goal is to increase that by another 5 points over the next 5 years. So really the way we're approaching it this time around is that we certainly care about jobs for sure, but we also want to really try to help guide the entire economy moving forward in an interrelated way.
Now, some of the other goals that you have for the next 5 years, shovel-ready industrial sites. Is that mm-hmm. How many does Northern Kentucky have right now?
Okay, well, that's Dan's area.
Dan knows
Dan,
that.
Take it away.
So, how well is Northern Kentucky doing when it comes to having shovel-ready sites?
Not enough. We certainly are like Ready Cincinnati. Jonna Reeder and her team have certainly identified that the region as a whole suffers from the lack of shovel-ready sites, and that means an industrial site fully served with all utilities and access within about 5 minutes of the interstate is the goal. Is basically 45 acres or more, and we really don't have any. And so we're working to fill that gap, fill that need. We're teaming up with our counties. All 3 counties in Northern Kentucky are looking closely at that, and Triad's working to help them out.
You have an idea, Dan, how many ideally you'd like to see in Northern Kentucky?
Oh, we'd love to be able to see 4 or 5 if we could have that available north of 40 acres each. That would be the goal, to be able to have that choice out in the community. And we used to have it, too. I mean, we're the home of the largest industrial park on I-75 called the Northern Kentucky Industrial Park. Trouble is, it's about 95% full, so we have to look elsewhere for those sites.
Bill, unemployment numbers for Kentucky counties came out, I believe it was last week, and then Northern Kentucky's numbers are much, much lower than the rest of the state. So I imagine that it has to be encouraging to you. Some would even consider those numbers to be full employment numbers. So the task now is matching employers with job seekers, I guess?
Yes. And really, one of the challenges we're finding is that in order to fill jobs, we really need to be tapping into the underemployed category of employees, people not necessarily that are out of work, though we still want everybody who is not working and who wants to work, we want them to have a job. But in order to fill the numbers that our companies are saying that they need to fill, we really need to help underemployed people, people who are currently working maybe part-time jobs or working jobs that aren't paying too much, help them to step up, increase their skills, and get into these better jobs that give them more of a career path. And that's really an effort on the part of both the employers and the community organizations. The Northern Kentucky Advanced Manufacturing Workforce Development Coalition, which is one of the partnerships that Dan and I and the Chamber and others are all part of, is working on that issue. Partners for Competitive Workforce, for example, is one of the partners, and they've been doing quite a bit of research on how we can help improve the overall jobs in terms of people who might have trouble getting to them, might have childcare issues, those kinds of things. Plus, we're doing a lot to help people improve their skills so that they can get these jobs.
So I take it advanced manufacturing, that's going to be a big key.
Yeah. It is a key. If you look at all the primary industries in Northern Kentucky, and primary industry means someone that a company that exports their product or services outside the region and brings the dollars back in that we then help to churn the economy to we need those primary industries. We've got about 550 of them, but over 250 of those are manufacturers. So our primary industry base is strong with advanced manufacturing, and we need to keep it that way.
Bill,
we also want to apply the same principles to IT and healthcare and construction and those kinds of things. But as Dan said, we really have a clearly defined need in the manufacturing sector to find a way to make these matchups and get people into those jobs.
What kind of progress do you think you've made in terms of community health since the plan started? And I know that's still one of your big goals is to get more people saying, yes, I'm healthy.
Right.
What kind of progress do you think you made in that first year?
Well, in the first year, it's sort of systems progress. First of all, we put together a great set of partners, St. Elizabeth Healthcare, Northern Kentucky Health Department, Three Rivers Health Department for the Southern Counties, United Way, HealthPoint Family Care, Interact for Health. So we're working together to develop and implement the program. The Live Well NKY program is based on the idea that we form community coalitions with people from companies, schools, churches, and the general public in individual communities working together to improve health in their community. Then we'll network all of those across Northern Kentucky. And the language we're using is that we want to ignite a movement to create a culture of good health in Northern Kentucky. So I think we've made some progress sort of in the system side of things. We're waiting to see what the numbers look like in terms of some of the health outcomes.
And Dan, healthcare is a big sector. It's a big industry in Northern Kentucky. You have a lot of providers and several major hospitals. What kind of job growth do you think exists in that particular area?
It's phenomenal. It's setting some records for us to see in the healthcare and in the life sciences industries. It's a growing target for us to be able to take a look at. We go out every 5 years and we do a target industry analysis, and we're about ready to get that report. We just got one prepared for us. It's about ready to be released and tell us about what sectors we should be going after and targeting companies. Healthcare, I'm sure, is going to be get a high favor in that one. I wanted to go back to what Bill was saying about advanced manufacturing. One company is taking it to a higher level called Mubia. And they're doing an on-site health clinic that is teaming up with St. E so that they can treat their they have almost 1,000 employees, and they can treat them on-site and do it in a much more proficient and efficient way. Just another advantage that Mubia, for example, is taking a look at in the healthcare industry.
And I'd like to say one more thing, if I could, about the One Vision, One Voice campaign, because people might be asking themselves, gee, you know, why should I support this campaign? Why should I become involved in these initiatives? And really, as you can tell, the plans between our two organizations, once they're accomplished, really sort of lift the boat for everybody. And everybody really gets benefit out of it. So one of our goals is to have more and more companies and individuals really become part of the program across the region, and everybody working together to get these goals done.
And Bill, more than just getting new businesses to come into the area, more than just recruiting new businesses, how much does the plan focus on creating an environment to keep them once they do come here?
Well, that's really it's interesting. We always talk about Dan and my organizations being two sides of the same coin. Dan does economic development. I do community development. And really, on the community development side, the goal is to create the conditions in a community that can really support strong economic development, support a strong economy. And then, of course, the economy supports having all these good community conditions. So having children that are educated, having people that are healthy, having a vibrant community, having jobs filled, all of those are part of a healthy, vibrant community. And that's really what all of this is all about.
So, in terms of the volunteerism, how important a role have volunteers played in this? How much of a role are they going to play in making this plan come about?
Well, volunteers are always very important. Certainly, they were very important in the MindKY planning process because we could not have created such a strong plan without the participation of thousands of people. But in addition to that, now that we're in implementation mode, particularly in LiveWell NKY, we want to start community coalitions in every community, and those are grassroots coalitions where people in the community can get directly involved. We also have mentoring programs and things like that help on the education side. That's an area where people can get involved. So really, we're looking for plenty of opportunities to for people to be able to plug in and pull together. Another is in advocacy. A lot of the things that need to get accomplished are things that can be benefited by some state legislative policies. And so it's helpful for people who really believe in the value of preschool for children to be able to stand up and let their educators know or their legislators know how important that is. Same thing holds true on, for example, if you jump over into the workforce side, on the entrepreneurship side, the Angel Investment Tax Credit a couple of years ago was extremely important in really triggering the entrepreneur environment and the ecosystem. That needs to be expanded and improved even further. So there are plenty of opportunities for people to really step up and become involved in the program.
How's Northern Kentucky doing, Dan, in terms of technology startups, innovative new companies?
We think we're doing pretty well. We've got our efforts through the Kentucky Innovation Network. We're the Northern Kentucky office for that. Excuse me. We team up also with UpTech, which is our informatics accelerator, our super accelerator, to help companies get started. We just are into our fifth cohort, which means that we've had classes go through the process where we've been able to generate companies out of that mentoring, out of that provision of some capital, some business planning, some ability to show that if you've got a great idea and you've got data as your source, we use the Northern Kentucky University's College for Informatics. Use that as a great link to the university, and that helps get us an edge on the startup companies that are looking to get going here in Northern Kentucky.
How much growth would you like to see in that area?
Oh, certainly more than what we've had because the world's our oyster. I mean, it's got a lot of opportunity. There's a lot of ideas out there. And they just announced, UpTech just announced for the fifth cohort, they just announced the classes, and they've got international companies. I mean, how many built?
Well, we had nine companies in this new group, the fifth class, and five of them are from outside the United States. So it's really an amazing thing. We're attracting people from around the country and from around the world.
And as far as as the amount of investment capital that's available out there, I know the campaign is part of this, but how's the area doing in terms of the investment capital it's attracting?
Well, we're last year we had the fourth highest capital investment ever that we've ever recorded since we've been keeping track back to 1987, and that shows that mostly coming from the advanced manufacturing sector. So. we're seeing it. We started off this year with a great boost. Safran Landing Systems in Walton announced a $150 million investment as well, too. So we're probably poised to see another good year in terms of capital investment come from the manufacturing side. We just also just had an announcement just this past week with CTI Clinical Trials and Consulting Services going in with our global headquarters into River Center, a nice expansion of their company locating in River Center.
And, Bill, how are the government bodies across northern Kentucky? How are they doing in terms of cooperating with this? You've got so many. I think they all have to have their own priorities, but are they coalescing around this?
Yeah, I think so. We first of all, the Live Well coalitions are in five communities already, and we've identified probably maybe the next five that we want to go after. Communities are supporting public art, and so I think the local governments are coalescing around this. I tell you, the best example, though, that I would give, I mean, this is just a dynamite example, is for the Pre-K Works pilot program in the Erlanger-Ellsmere School District. The partners there included the school district and United Way and Skyward and the Northern Kentucky Education Council and Success by Six. So there were a number of them. But the cities of Erlanger and Ellsmere themselves actually went out and promoted things at their public festivals. In some cases, they even went door to door to let people know that this program was coming. They wanted the families with young children to sign up. That's the kind of engagement we're looking for when it's all said and done.
Well, Dan and Bill, thank you for joining me this afternoon.
Thank you.
Skyward President Bill Shire and Northern Kentucky Triad President and CEO Dan DeBerke.